Hello, you're watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. Former Union Minister and TDP MP Y.S. Chaudhary denies the allegations of financial irregularities. This happened a day after the Enforcement Directorate conducted raids on his firms and issued him summons. The ED officials on Friday and Saturday conducted searches at his residence and offices of Chaudhary and asked him to appear before the agency on November 27. According to ED, searches revealed that banks have been defrauded by companies owned by Chaudhary to the tune of over Rs 5,700 crore. Now let's move on to Telangana. BJP Chief Amit Shah Sunday attacked the state government's proposal to give 12% quota to Muslims, saying his party will never allow as it a religious-based reservation is unconstitutional. Shah hit out at TRS Chief and Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao over the issue during campaign rallies ahead of the December 7th assembly polls in the state. Shah had further said that Rao promised reservation to the minority community despite being aware of the 50% ceiling and forwarded proposal bill to the centre. Now let's move on to Karnataka. MP Shashi Tharoor took to Twitter to express his concern over the three men from Karnataka who have been stranded in Mozambique due to a visa issue, and even urged Minister of External Affairs Sushma Swaraj to oversee their release soon. Responding to the MP's tweet, Sushma Swaraj tweeted back that Shashi ji, I am aware of this case as the Indian High Commission is doing their best. An in-charge officer offered them a visa for a year, which they later came to realize was actually an illegal work permit. On this basis, the three were detained and their passports confiscated subsequently on July 2nd. Now let's move on to Kerala. Kerala Water Resource Minister Matthew T. Thomas submitted the resignation to Chief Minister Vijayan. He is one of the three legislators of the Janata Dal Secular in the left Democratic Front government headed by the CPIM. The move was followed by the JDA's decision to replace its cabinet nominee K. Krishnakutty. Thomas also said that he won't join the Congress-led opposition alliance United Democratic Front just because his party had asked him to quit. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. The central team is in the state after Chief Minister K. Palaniswamy met with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and requested the centre for relief funds. The state government requested the centre to disburse Rs 1,500 crore towards temporary rehabilitation and Rs 15,000 crore towards permanent rehabilitation of affected areas. Apart from this, the state government had also allocated Rs 1,000 crore towards immediate relief in the cyclone-affected areas in the state. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.